This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
All right, everyone on the ground. Get down, everyone on the ground.
Oh my God, oh my God.
I was already laying down here. I was napping.
JBC, Aaron, get up. What are you doing?
Wait, don't use our
We would like to rob this bank, and I'll tell you why.
My name's Aaron.
And my name's Adel. And we're robbing this bank of all its riddles. Give us your riddles. Get down. Give me that riddle.
Get down and then give us your riddles.
And we are not wearing masks because we're not cowards.
We're wearing masks of each other's faces.
It was expensive.
We need some money.
Very
we use that face-off technology.
Mission Impossible. That Simon Pegg shit. Okay, well, cops are here.
And we're going to jail. Okay.
That technology in the Mission Impossible movies pisses me off.
Oh, yeah, because it's... ludicrous.
It's ludicrous.
that's Fast and the Furious.
That's true.
So this is a really good sample of this podcast. This is what we're sort of all about.
Screaming and pop culture references and madness.
So if this is your first time listening, this is Hey Riddle Riddle. This is a podcast about riddles that couldn't be less about riddles.
Yeah. Go ahead and go to wherever you review podcasts and smash that 1-star button.
There's now a button for 1-star. Most podcasts get it. Yeah, we do deserve 1 stars because we have 1 star on the podcast.
Also,
that's Aaron.
We've committed a lot of sins.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh, thank you for calling me a star.
Did I?
I don't know.
Not only are you a star, but you're old
man.
Puzzles.
Well, before we get into that, speaking of yelling about pop culture, there are 2 pop culture things I would like to yell about.
Oh.
And I would like for you to join me.
Start the clock.
Oh, turn off the music.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, start the clock.
Welcome back to the segment. Aaron's watching terrible reality TV.
Terrible reality TV. We might be. I just started a show. We might be talking about the same show.
Okay, it's 2. So I'll start with one that.
Is it three letters or 3 words?
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, then I'm going to do that second.
Okay.
So,
and as always, I have no idea what's happening, and I will not contribute.
Okay, well, the first one I want to talk about is The Circle. We watched The Circle?
I watched it when it came out. It came out while Magic Tavern was on tour, and Arnie mentioned it, and I was like, I got to check this out, because Arnie's a real reality head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started watching it, and then I became obsessed with it, and then Matt Young started watching it. So the 3 of us were on tour for a week. And all we would talk about when we ate our meals was The Circle. And
I would love to talk to Matt Young.
And I start off hating it, and I'm like, all these people are despicable. I hate them all. And then by the end, I was like, I was rooting for so many people, and I was so overjoyed by it.
Yeah.
So it was a real roller coaster ride. And I cannot wait for season 2. And I know Japes watched the first episode and hated it.
No, that is not true. I would say that it was on in my house. I don't think I watched. I don't think I watched any of it.
I think you would like it.
No, you're actually wrong about that. So if that's a thought that you would have, that's a wrong thought.
Watch the full first episode and then tell me.
No, I won't do that. But I did watch. Mariah watched all of it. And a lot of the time she was watching it, I was just watching at her going like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
This is another time where I wish Mariah was here instead of you.
Aaron, what are your thoughts on it?
Okay, so I loved it. Watched it so fast. Would die for Shuby. Would die for Joey. Would die for Sammy. Would die for Chris. I'll die for all of them.
That's foolish.
It is hysterical.
Seaburn? Would you die for Seaburn?
Yeah, I actually would. What a weirdo, huh? Every time they cut to him in that apartment, he was doing the strangest things.
Yeah.
I want to go on it so badly.
We were talking with a friend of the show, Becca Barish, and her and I agreed any improviser would absolutely run that show.
Yeah.
If you put any improviser in that house, absolutely run that show. Because what it is you know what the concept is.
Yeah.
But they're basically sending messages. They can't see each other.
I know enough that I would not recommend it or watch it or like it.
And every scene is somebody being like, circle, open up chat with Aaron. Hey, girl, how are you? You seem so genuine. Send. And then Aaron would be like, oh, that's so sweet.
Wait, no, let me get it. Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. Heart emoji, prayer hands emoji. How you feeling about last night's elimination, babe?
Send. Circle, message Aaron. Can't talk now. Have to go. Lilas, send.
Great talking to you, hon. Hey, Circle. Great talking to you, hon. Can't believe we're in this journey together.
You are disqualified from the game.
Oh, no, I got blocked. Sean and I want to go on together and play one hot dude.
Couple circle.
Or go on together and we just try to be one of us.
I would play a burning tree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or what Mike?
What is that?
a tree on fire.
Just a tree on fire? That's your profile picture?
My concept for it, which I think would be fun, is to like get all celebrities. So it's like 15 celebrities. They all don't know that each other's there and tell them they're the one celebrity surprise. So then it's all celebrities.
That's a blast.
Playing regular people and see how fucking out of touch they are.
I was like,
I love it.
Circle, a gallon of milk is like $10, right?
A period was more stressful than any action movie I've ever seen, is him trying to fit in with the other women by describing his period.
So
he was like, my left side hurts real bad.
And all the women are like, I think you're in trouble.
I would love to see it where it's everybody, it's just the circle, everybody's in their own apartments, they're sending these messages. They can see their own profile, they think it looks like one thing, but the only thing that everyone else can see is just pictures of Jeb Bush and the name Jeb Bush. So everyone's like, why am I only communicating with Jeb Bush in this game?
Circle, please clap.
That's amazing. The other show, I
love Joey saying, Shub, I would die for you.
Yeah. Shubi, I'd take a bullet for you, Shubi. Okay, so
other show is Love is Blind. Holy shit.
Have you watched Love is Blind yet?
No, and I won't, guys.
ABC, why do you not like fun?
Reality TV is trash.
I know.
You're an actor. You go on auditions. Every time they make reality TV, it takes jobs from you.
Love and is, I'm get to go for it.
Love is
take
blind.
It away from me. I don't
Love
give
is
a
Blind
shit.
Is the biggest shit show, the most... It's unbelievable. It's people who get married within... They don't see each other. They don't see each other.
I was going to try to guess what
they go in these pods.
They go in these pods on dates, and then they have to match up with someone to get married. And episode one, there's a woman who goes, there's three guys I could honestly... This sounds crazy. There's three guys that I could spend the rest of my life with. And this is after one day with like 10-minute dates.
It's 10-minute dates?
It's absolutely insane.
Well, they just like... They go into these pods, and they get to like talk to a guy for like 2 hours. And then they like meet everybody. And then they get their favorites. And then after like 2 or 3 days of talking, they get engaged. Then they're allowed to see each other for the first time.
And 95% of them are sociopaths.
Sure. But also, like, you could just get divorced. Like, none of this matters.
Yes.
But here's the thing about this show. So this show made me think of my dream reality show that I want to exist. Or, like, finding love show. So I think two people should sit in a room and watch that show together. And if they both laugh at the same parts, they should fall in love and be married.
Yeah. I have a concept for a show, which is... two people meet for the first time on a launch pad. They get into a space shuttle. They're shot into space for good. They never come back.
Never come back.
And the cameras are just on them 24/7.
Until
they die.
What's your idea for a love reality
TV
show?
And in the spaceship, there's condoms and one gun.
Okay, so my one gun with a ton of bullets. enough for thousands of people. My reality show, it's a reality love show. It's called Saw. So what it is
I saw you standing there and I couldn't help but kiss you.
Two people trapped in a room together. They're like chained to the floor. There's a saw in the middle. There's another person who's in a separate room who is forcing them to like kill each other and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like mine the most.
At the end,
just two people making fun of Love is Blind.
Well, Aaron, I have to disagree. I like yours the most.
Well, Aaron, I got to disagree with you. I think all of these are bad.
But it really could be any reality TV show. Like watch Love Island together, watch The Circle together. Like, and if you are both doing bits and laughing at the same thing, that's your freaking soulmate. And a TV soulmate is a love soulmate.
Honestly, like the premise for the show that you described of Love is Blind, where people just like talk to people for 3 hours and then get married. It's truly no more ridiculous. It's, it, marriage is a cultural concept. You know, there are people that have arranged marriages. You know, in Indian, you know, tradition, there are, you know, people that get married off of like online dating and stuff where they never meet people. People like catfish people online. It's all fucking, you know, bullshit. Like, there's no reason why people might have a better shot of talking for 3 hours and then spending the rest of their life together. That could happen.
But these people suck.
Sure,
what's
yeah, but
the guy that his name begins with B.
Barnett.
Barnett.
His first name is Barnett?
No, I think his last name is Barnett, but people call him Barnett. Okay. But he made a sexual joke, and that girl was like, that's amazing, Barnett.
And she also, while they're at the bar with several other couples, she's basically giving him a hand job in his cargo shorts.
I liked that part. No, I haven't seen that part yet.
Friend of the show, John Mackey, was tweeting about it, and he was basically like, this is the most disgusting show.
Would he say that?
We're like a year away from like The Purge. Like, this is disgusting. And then I was tweeting with him, and I'm like, oh, I'm watching all of it. And he goes, oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, see, this is what I mean.
It makes you feel good.
That's how you find your people.
That's the thing that I don't understand about reality TV shows is so many people are like, yeah, this show sucks, and I'm on season seven of it. And I'm like, why?
You've finished things that you haven't liked. You've never hate watched or hate listened to something.
You finished that steak, and you were making faces the whole way.
Yeah, it was like 15 years of being a vegetarian.
You're still on this podcast.
But it's reality TV shows are where I draw the line. I've hate read books that I'm like, I get like, you know, 40 pages in, and I'm like, oh, this thing sucks, and I'll finish it. But I will never watch a reality TV show. I'll never sit down and watch a reality TV show.
Big Brother's the best.
I don't think I've ever watched any reality TV show. I understand the concept of reality TV, but it.
Well, I know what we're doing for our next review crew. screwing you over.
Yeah. I mean, if it was like a season of reality TV, that's such a commitment. I think the longest review crew that we've watched is like a double pilot.
We'll come to record that episode, and it'll be me and Adel, and then just Mariah with a fake beard. Being like, yeah, I'm totally JBC here to record the review of the reality TV show.
We could do like a review crew of like a season of Survivor, and I'd be like, yeah, I watched it. And I'd be like, yeah, I would just like read the Wikipedia on it and be able to keep a conversation.
Cup of rice?
Yeah, like Jeff did well. He was hungry the whole time. Good.
You think Jeff Probst is hungry? You think the host of the show doesn't eat?
He has to survive too. If we
that's my idea for the best reality show of all time is
the host has to do whatever the
season
rest
41
of
a cast shows up in Jeff Probst and he starts to host it and they go no,
you're in it,
drop your buffs, and he's like, what? And they're like,
I
it's just
see
you
that with the Amazing Race host. He's just trying to get there to get to his job. Oh fuck. If we bought Mariah dinner, do you think she would come to a crew episode with us of a reality TV show?
I don't know, I've never purchased her dinner, so I don't know what she'll do if you do that for
I would like for her to come on. I think that would be a fun special guest. Are we ready for me to be Old Man Puzzle?
Yes.
Ready.
Okay. The theme for this episode, are you ready? Drum roll, please. Casey will add one, and then you'll also do that.
My thumbs. Adel pulled my thumbs off.
And now I'm going to hand you these rolls shaped like drums for you to munch on.
These are spring rolls.
I don't have my thumbs.
Okay, the theme is riddles that are gonna piss you off.
Oh, good. This is way better than when Adel did that themed episode that we lost, which was riddles that were gonna piss on me. I got piss on me.
We
trashed that
episode. What a wet episode.
This riddle is called Jennifer and Amy.
What app?
Jennifer is in Missouri. Amy is in Oklahoma City. Emily is in Arkansas. And Ellen is in Kansas.
Wait, what was the title of this riddle?
Jennifer and Amy.
But there's four women.
I know.
They didn't make the title?
Just relax. Did I not tell you
these
the theme of the episode? The other lay-on for this episode is you have to pretend that these riddles are great. So these riddles are all going to be terrible. We're going to act like these riddles are fucking gold from God.
So this is the Del Close method of improvising.
This is gold from God.
Treat them like they're geniuses and poets.
Jennifer is in Missouri. Mm-hmm. Amy is in Oklahoma City. Emily is in Arkansas. And Ellen is in Kansas.
So far, this is good.
They all live in the same small one-story house. How is this possible?
They're all crazy.
There we go. These four women are crazy. Thanks, Adel. Back to you, JPC, for the weather.
Well, I know I'm supposed to do weather, but I'd also like to comment on how these women are.
Listen. They're clearly crazy. They just happen to be women.
Look, these women are crazy. I'll tell you why. They broke up with me. And I'm a little prince.
Look, it doesn't make them crazy. Yeah. It just makes them all gay.
They all broke up with me on the same day. What's going on?
Anyone who breaks up with me is either gay or crazy.
Now you're sounding like an Eminem song.
Truly, though, anyone who's ever broken up with me is a stupid psychopath because I'm cozy and I'm tall. Next question. Back to Addle with sports.
I'm cozy and I know it.
Tall.
So we have Oklahoma City, Kansas, Missouri, and what was the other one?
Arkansas.
And was it Kansas City or just Kansas?
Kansas.
Kansas, wait. Missouri, Oklahoma City,
Jennifer
Arkansas.
Jennifer is in Missouri. Amy is in Oklahoma City. Emily is in Arkansas and Ellen is in Kansas.
And they all...
live in the same one-story house?
Uh-huh.
So
they're all actors on the show House.
They're... oh, it's Full House.
Yeah, they live inside House.
Wait,
the
wait.
The doctor.
Wait, can you say... does it say where they're from?
No, it doesn't say where they're
wait,
from.
But it says they're in... wait, can you read the riddle one more time?
Jennifer is in Missouri. Amy is in Oklahoma City. Emily is in Arkansas. And Ellen is in Kansas. They all live in the same small one-story house. How is this possible?
Well, okay. It's possible. Okay, I think I have the answer.
I have the answer as well. No, I have an answer. I wouldn't
I have
presume.
The answer.
Okay, go ahead.
I presume. I'm having fun. These are great.
Do the answer. These are some of my favorite, and I think this riddle is good, and there's no problems with it.
This is my favorite episode. So they all live in the same house, but they're all out on vacation. They're all visiting other places.
Is that your answer as well, John Patrick Kahn?
No, mine is that they all live in the same house because it's a model house that was built in all of those different cities.
And the award goes to Addle with the answer that is written down.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And let's tramp. How do you like that riddle?
That one was really good. And what I liked about that riddle was how it was actually, it meant very good to it.
I want to see a scene.
And Addle, how do you like that riddle?
I'd put it in my top one riddles.
Love it.
In terms of riddles I've won. I want to see a scene where you two... are living, you two are a married couple, you live in a house, but this house spans from California to Nevada.
Got it.
Honey, I hate to do this to you.
What?
Honey, I hate to do this to you.
I'm in the Nevada room.
I know, can you, honey, I hate to do this to you. I left.
I'm giving the dog a bath.
I left my car keys. I left my car keys in the real California part of the house. Can you go and grab them for me?
Did someone call me?
Honey, I'm giving the dog a bath.
Okay, when you're done giving the dog a bath, can you go get my car keys and some Tums for me? I need some Tums. They're in California part of the house.
Wait, I'm in the Nevada part of the house. Aren't you in the California part of the house?
No, I'm sort of in the middle part. That's why we can still hear each other.
I can hear you because my phone is on.
Should we make love soon?
I'm giving the dog a bath.
I'm in the air ducts.
You used to give me a bath.
Well, I just made love to the dog, and so I'm cleaning the dog off.
I'll get my own Tums.
You want a Tums?
No, I'm getting my Tums.
I'll give you a tug.
I fucked the dog, too.
We still got it.
And we love these riddles.
We still got it. And I fucked the dog, too.
Are we ready?
Yes. Hey, guys, is that a good t-shirt for our show? I fucked the dog, too.
No.
The dog in a bath.
The dog, too. Well, I love that shirt. It's such a bold, weird statement, but it also implies a precedent.
Oh, yeah.
I fucked the dog, too. So people are like, whoa. I'm missing something.
I guess we could make...
I'm missing a lot of things.
We could make our first couple's companion shirt that just says, I fucked the dog, and another shirt that says, I fucked the dog, too. And it's like...
No, I fucked the dog, and then I'm with stupid.
I'm with dog fucker.
All right.
Next riddle.
The sun shining in St. Louis made the lives of Kevin and Susie brighter in New Jersey.
Wait, let me see this book here. This says St. Louis Riddles.
That's a bully. Quick that's reminder, I lived in St. Louis for 2 years.
That's a minor league baseball team.
So if you live in
St. Louis, Australia, right?
No. If you live in St. Louis, I've been there. I know your secrets. Mm-hmm.
City Museum, we're coming for you.
That's my favorite place.
I've never been, but I hear it's...
Hi, George.
Can we go?
Yes.
We should do a review crew of the City Museum.
I've been to the City Museum. I would say as an adult, I was underwhelmed. I felt like this was a better place for younger kids.
You need more fun friends. Oh, also, you're sober, so you didn't go high?
Yes, correct.
Okay, that is all starting to check out. No, I've never actually gone high before, but it is my
gotten
favorite
high?
Place. I've never been.
I just
how
like
dare
the,
you?
I like
am
the,
I in court?
I like the type of person who thinks refers to getting high as gone high. I've never gone high before.
I've never gone to the high place before. Yeah, I love it there. I am dying for one of my friends to get married there. That's my dream is to
Which
go
friend?
To a wedding there. Any friend. I don't give a shit. Will you get married there?
No. Yeah, I'm probably not going to get married at the
sure.
City Museum in St. Louis.
Aaron, if it makes you happy.
Yeah, I know you and I aren't getting married, but please prioritize my happiness over your wife.
I will get married there contingent on that I meet my wife-to-be. We have a three-hour conversation, and she gives me a handjob through my cargo shorts.
All right, well, don't dream too big.
Love
cargo shorts?
The sun shining in St. Louis made the lives of Kevin and Susie brighter in New Jersey.
Okay, so what's happening is that...
In a world.
Kevin and Susie have superpowers.
St. Louis has been destroyed.
This
New
one
Jersey
you're gonna love, and this is opposite day here. And here it is.
So the sun shining on St. Louis made New Jersey brighter somehow.
I gotta tell you, this is definitely gonna be your least favorite riddle we've ever done, but favorite.
Okay, so can Kevin and Susie, do they have some sort of connection to St. Louis? Do they know what's happening in St. Louis? The sun is shining on
maybe
St. Louis.
Maybe not everything that's happening in St. Louis, but maybe they know one specific thing.
Aaron, I think I solved it.
What's up?
So Kevin and Susie, a month prior, were in St. Louis with their grandpa. Grandpa got lost. It was winter. Grandpa died in the snow. Sun came out in St. Louis, melted the snow. Suddenly, Missouri State Police found Grandpa's body.
Can you read that riddle
they
one more time,
They called New Jersey.
Yes.
I'm done with this answer. It can't possibly be right.
The sun shining... In St. Louis, made the lives of Kevin and Susie brighter in New Jersey.
Okay, so the sun is shining, right?
Can we the sun is shining.
Can we have a shirt that says, I went to St. Louis and all
but
I got was my
thing.
Dead grandpa?
Yeah, maybe the spelling in this
I
is
got
not
it.
What you think.
I got it.
Okay.
So the sun is shining. So what is another way to say that the sun is shining? The sun came out, right, from behind the clouds.
No,
their
no,
son,
no, no, no.
Their son came out. He's gay.
Yeah.
He's in St. Louis. He's living his best life. They've never been more proud of their gay son.
You're halfway there.
And they have a shirt that says, I love my gay son, and another shirt that says, and he's doing great in St. Louis.
Okay. That is a t-shirt.
You're
I'm
okay?
Be behind. No. Aaron, you're right that it's spelled S-O-N.
Aaron, I do want to say, I do know that the son is gay because he broke up with me.
The son,
so he must be
S-O-N.
Gay.
So now you know it's S-O-N.
Yes.
The S-O-N shining in St. Louis made the lives of Kevin and Susie brighter in New Jersey.
Here's the thing. The son was playing Ultimate Frisbee on national TV and was doing great because it was the game proceeded because of the son. And Kevin and Susie were watching on TV in New Jersey celebrating their son doing well.
More literal. With the word shining.
Shining.
He was...
Here's Johnny. He killed his family with an axe.
And they were so proud.
And they were so proud of him for finally doing it.
And there was a bear in the bathtub giving a blowjob to...
So what is shining? What could shining mean?
Is it like he's in the flashlight brigade?
So he's shining
another
his...
Another club I'm not a part of.
He's shining his armor because he works for the St. Louis Medieval Times.
Nope. All right, here we go. Kevin and Susie were an older married couple whose son owned a prosperous shoe shining business at the St. Louis airport.
Hooray.
He sent money for their care because his business did so well. You love that riddle?
Yes.
You love it? You love it?
I dream
smile.
Do. And here's a specific reason why I love it. I love it because they were an older couple. Now, it could have been that they had a child very young and they were cool, hip, young parents with a child with a successful shoe shining business at the St. Louis airport. But it was not the case. They were older.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me think, good.
And Aaron, can I just say, do I think that this riddle fucking fucks dogs? Yes. But do I think it's bad? Absolutely.
At some point in this episode, you do have to take a riddle to riddle court, but you have to defend it.
Oh.
So you keep your ears peeled because we're going to riddle court two times, and you're going to defend a riddle, and you're going to defend a riddle.
Speaking of a place that we are going to, let's see a scene, and we're going to be traveling all the way to the St. Louis airport. Adel, you are going to play an enterprising shoe shiner.
Damn it.
You have a shoe shining business, and you like to dole out pieces of wisdom to the people that stop and get their shoes shined.
Can I be an airplane who shines shoes?
No, you can do what I fucking said, or you can get the fuck out of the show. Okay. Maybe the shit flies on Magic Tavern or Hurl for the Riddle Bosses or whatever, but fuck off. This is...
My flight's in a couple minutes, so just a quick shoe shine will do. Thanks.
Great. All right. So go ahead and have a seat here.
Okay.
All right. And we're just going to lower this onto your head. This is a VR machine. This is just going to let you kind of just see nature. We find that that helps people relax.
Oh, that's really sweet. Thanks. Okay. And just...
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Oh, okay. Are you shining my shoes? I don't feel anything yet.
Oh, no. Well, first you have to prevent a forest fire. With in VR Smokey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You want to smoke a cigarette?
Yeah, I'll help me relax.
Okay, that was the first trap.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Ma'am?
Yeah?
Do you see a bear or J.P. Riddles?
Now, listen here now.
Oh, my God. It's J.P. Riddles wearing a bear suit.
I'm blowing out of cigarettes, but what I do have is a stogie. And a stogie is what I like to call a corgi. I've killed a corgi.
Ma'am, run.
We're gonna be
Ma'am,
smoking.
Run.
You're wearing shorts and no shirt.
Uh-huh. Now, you can't run because your feet's stuck in the mud. I put that... Well, it's not really mud. It's
if you die in VR, you die in real life.
It's crabs. It's a big pile of crabs. Now, most of those crabs are my cousins, so I'm going to tell them not to clip at you. They're cool with me because I married them all. I'm an officiant. I got a certificate from a website.
Maybe if you read me one of your swan lumps.
Okay.
About how to prevent forest fires.
No, ma'am, no.
This is swan lumps number 171. The woman who put on a VR and then died because of bear ate her. Well, there was a very dumb woman who came into the wrong shoe-shining airport, and she put on a VR, which is short for vitriol reality, which is a reality where there's only anger spat at one another.
I'm trying to get this thing off my head, and it won't move.
She met a very crazy man who glued a hat to her head.
Time of death, 9:14 p.m. Location of death, St. Louis Airport. We see the man who is shining shoes... sadly walk out of the airport. He's done for the day.
There's a bunch of people screaming behind him and pointing to this corpse as he's leaving.
As he hits the sidewalk, you see him fall into his front hands. They turn into wheels. His back legs turn into the back of a plane. The front part of him turns into the front of a plane. He becomes a fucking plane.
Animorphs.
He takes off.
Perfect.
He takes off into the sky. He's a plane. Cannon.
Cannon.
A cannon shoots him down. The cannon connects back to a pirate ship. The pirate stands on the deck of his ship, stroking his beard. We got him.
No,
we finally got the boys.
No, the cannon that shot him down was Nick Cannon. He started a beef with
Drumline.
God bless you, St. Louis, but you're the city I want to die in the least. And I'm not kidding.
Did someone say Diane Weist?
All right.
No.
Keep in mind. Keep
no
your,
one did.
Keep your ears peeled because you got to go to riddle court later. You're going to be on the defense side. Ready?
Okay.
This is called rain. This year, April showers brought May flowers in snowy December. What gives?
A golden shower.
April showers is... So April showers brought May flowers. What this is April showers is a woman who works for the Plymouth Rock Institute. She made
April Showers, Plymouth Rock Institute. Why haven't you been paying your taxes, Congressman? April Showers is a news reporter.
She married a turtle named Raphael Showers. But she made a model Mayflower and brought it to the museum, or brought it to whoever they said.
You're sort of there.
Okay. Hmm. So Mayflower must be the boat.
The Mayflower?
Right, the Mayflower.
Yeah. April showers.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are pilgrims on the Mayflower. You're probably 100 miles from hitting Plymouth Rock,
uh-huh.
but you have no idea.
Sure.
And you're starting to doubt ever taking this trip.
Hey, Kyle.
Yes, Amanda?
Can I tell you a secret?
Well, yes, but only if God can hear it as well.
All right, that's fine. Let's kneel and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kyle.
Yes, Samantha.
I have all the diseases.
Oh, yes.
All of them.
Yeah, both.
The kind you get from horses, the kind you get from food, the kind you get from seawater, the kind you get from weather, the kind you get from sex, and all the other kinds as well.
Silly Samantha. There's only one kind of disease, and that's the kind that God gives you as punishment for not wearing enough buckles on your shoes and your hat.
I haven't had any buckles on my shoes and hat.
Well, I'm protected, for I have 3 buckles on each.
I have 15 layers of skirt.
Oh, well, that's a lot of skirt, and that's good. But if you can't buckle the skirt, then of course you get the diseases, Samantha.
I have all the diseases. The rashes, too. The rashes you get from being a woman. The rashes you get from too much hot or too much cold.
But, Samantha, that's why we're going to the New World. A new world which will cure all of our rashes. I heard that there's buckle trees in the New World with infinite buckles on them.
I fear I won't make it. Cough, cough, blood, blood. Vomit, vomit, cough,
and as,
cough.
As she starts to cough blood, the boat immediately tips over and they both drown. We see them arrive at the gates of heaven. Welcome, I am Peter, is that right? Welcome
yes.
to the gates of heaven. Can I hear from both of you, what's the worst and best thing you ever did?
Worst and best thing that I ever did?
Well, the worst thing I ever did is I didn't have enough buckles on my shoes and hats.
Well, that's next, is how many buckles you have. Let's count here. Two, three.
I have nine.
Nine, yes.
I have one buckle on this shoe, one buckle on this shoe, but no other buckles because I'm a lady and we wear different clothes. Lots of layers. They're scratchy, like horrible linen.
You Ooh. See what I had to deal with down there, my man? I mean, you get it.
No buckles and
I broke up with him and he called me crazy and a lesbian.
No. She broke up with me and then I said, good, because I'm gay, so I didn't want you.
Okay, listen, I'm going to send you to hell, but it's not because of it's because you have no buckles.
I'm going to tell people it's because
come
I love what I just
come
said.
Come on.
It's
Come
too
on.
Late. Send me back to Earth. I want to see the new world.
I was only 17 years old, and I was the grandpa.
I was seven, and I had four kids. That's how it works.
Uh-huh.
Trust me, things are going to get better, okay? God is working on some new, he has some machinations. Some
no
things
spoilers.
At play. Oh, do you want to hear a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
There's going to be a thing called air hockey.
I'm done. I'll go to hell.
Same. There's this place in Massachusetts called Plymouth Plantation, and people dress up like pilgrims, and they walk around, and they answer questions, and they stay in character. It's a lot of, like, people with their masters in history, but some people are really, really into it. And I took Sean over the summer, and it was the best day ever. But these people get so into it, and I have this video on my phone that I'll post the day that this episode comes out, and it's two pilgrim men talking to each other, and... And just one goes, it's Briggs who lives here, isn't it, Master Aldrin? And the other guy goes, tis.
Oh, no.
And Sean's just like, yes.
These people suck.
Do they have to engage with you as
well? Yeah, they do.
Oh,
man. And we went into a house. And Sean, you get to like ask them questions about history. It really is so cool. It was my favorite field trip ever growing up. You're supposed to ask them questions about history. And this is, Sean and I are in like a little pilgrim house, and there's a girl inside and she's cooking and we're asking her questions, and Sean's just like, will like your husband be chosen for you, like do you have any say in this? And this girl looked like we had like scandalized her, but in character she's like, oh my goodness, like I'm far too young for anything. Oh, you. And she's like this 30-year-old woman playing this 14-year-old girl, and it was the most uncomfortable. It was just me and Sean in this little house, and he's like, okay, sorry. She was like, I'm far too young to be thinking of such husband things. We're like, oh my God.
It's probably better because it's Boston. So most of the people are like, hey, Humphrey, how goes it there? And someone's like, hey, man, how big is your dick back here? How much dick you got back in here?
You cut. I want to see a scene. I'm going to be playing someone from this, what's it called?
Plymouth Plantation.
Plymouth Plantation. I'm a guide, or I'm in character, and you two are two kids who've come to just, like, ruin me. Would you like to see the blacksmithery?
Yeah, sure. Do you have an iPhone?
An iPhone? I do not know what you mean, young lass, but what I do have is fat to make candles.
Yeah, you have a lot of fat. Okay. You could make a ton of candles, my man.
Nice, high five.
In my day, that's a compliment, so I'll see it as such. A well-fed man is a working man. Now, I come inside. I stoked a fire here so I can pour some metal and shape that into a horseshoe. Now, a horseshoe...
What happens when you fart?
I do not know this word, but I do relieve myself from my back end, and an odorous whiff does come fluttering out, and it makes the whole family
How do you
laugh.
Wipe?
You're an absolute nerd.
How do you wipe?
Wipe my brow? Why,
no,
with,
not your
with
brow.
With this kerchief, good sir.
No, your ass.
My donkey? I have a horseshoe, but I've not seen a
You're
ass
so
or mule.
Cool. We both have a girlfriend. Do you have a freaking girlfriend?
You're cool. We'll come by the fire, then. Do I have a? I have many friends who are girls. They are friends of my daughter.
Someone you kiss.
Do you have a wife?
Yes, I do have a wife. My wife is the local butter maid.
What the fuck is a butter maid, dude?
What's a butter maid?
Butter maid is a woman who cleans up butter from every meal for a family of higher stakes or status.
Higher stakes? Do you, like, get high and eat steaks?
Get high? Listen up, you fucking kids. Come here. Come here. Get by the fire, huh?
Oh,
you
want
to go to the fucking fire?
No, the last time this happened to us, it was J.P. Riddle.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Zip.
No.
Well, kids, listen up here. We're all going to step inside the fire. We're going to do just like Harry Potter. We're going to do snooze powder.
He zipped off his skin.
Oh, God, I'm bleeding hard, huh? That was not a real zipper. I just got a zipper caught in my head.
And we're going to break.
Why does your shirt say I fuck dogs too? It's the number two.
Look for it on TeePublic, baby.
We have to take a break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back to riddles that are going to piss you off. We're going to pretend all these riddles are absolutely awesome. Let's finish this riddle up. This year, April showers brought May flowers in snowy December.
Are we right with Mayflower being like the ship, the Mayflower?
No, but you're right with me. April showers is a girl.
Is it really? So,
mm-hmm. April showers.
April showers is a human's name?
Oh,
You basically got it. April Showers is a girl who brought May, her friend, flowers in December.
Yeah.
I mean, yay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyone want to take that to riddle court? Defend it?
Do I want to defend it?
Yeah.
I would lose that case. Never take a case you can't win.
You're going to absolutely hate this. Ready?
Oh, boy.
The drummers drummed, the horns played, the fiddlers fiddled, the marchers marched. Yet the parade was a dismal failure on this beautifully sunny July 4th day.
Is parade a musical? Is there a musical called Parade?
Yes.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with this.
Fuck!
I actually don't know that musical at all.
So everything happened that should have happened for a parade, yet the parade was a failure. Was it because everyone sucked at their job?
Or was it because everyone got the wrong instruments and everyone was doing someone else's job?
It is about someone sucking at their job.
The conductor, is this like an Animal House situation? The conductor led them down an alley?
No, that'd be very funny if that happened in a movie from 40 years ago.
This riddle is gonna
break you in half. Is it a literal parade?
Yeah.
So it is. Like it's a marching band, people in the streets. Mm-hmm.
Is it important for us to hear the things that happen again?
Yeah. Can you give it to us one more time?
Yes. The drummers drummed, the horns played, the fiddlers fiddled, the marchers marched, yet the parade was a dismal failure on this beautifully sunny July 4th day.
Got it. Solved it.
Oh, it was a military parade and they were all killed?
Nope.
Well, I was going to say, everything went according to plan, except the fiddlers fiddling were kitty fiddlers. Absolutely wrecked the parade.
Unfortunately, you're sort of on the right track.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to read the answer.
Oh,
ready?
No.
Yes.
Two of the fiddlers were the bus drivers who fiddled around too long and arrived too late to get to the parade on time. As they waited, the band members warmed up, played, and the marchers loosened up, marched, but they never got the chance to get to the parade, which was a dull affair without the band.
I want to take this to court. Okay.
Oh.
We'll see.
All rise for Judge Aaron Keefe.
Yep.
In Riddle Court.
Here's your robe. Sorry, I was wearing it.
And I'm the woman who types.
And I'm Matthew McConaughey. All rise, all rise, all rise.
All right. Adel, you are the defending attorney for this.
Defending champion attorney, Ms. Keith.
And I'm the drummers.
A personified bay leaf. And so if anything happens, I will spice you up good.
Gumbo. And of course, you have to have a southern accent.
Yes, of course.
To be a real lawyer.
One moment while I drink this lemonade.
Look. Need a bay leaf for that?
Nope.
It'll ruin it.
I just want to fan myself off.
All right, and you are defending the drummer's riddle?
That's correct, Your Honor. Your Honor, when someone doesn't do their job, of course, here in the South, we call that fiddling. So when we say that someone's fiddling around or that fiddlers are fiddling, that of course means, it could mean anything except people not doing the job. Now, if someone were to play the fiddle, well, that would be called deviling down to Georgia, because as we all know, the only good song is Charlie Daniels' band, Deviling Down to Georgia, which of course is where this trial takes place.
Boy, let me tell you what. I want to hear from the prosecution, JPC, about why this riddle sucks.
Your Honor, I think the case is pretty clear why this riddle sucks. Fiddling only means one thing, and that's messing with your private parts.
I'm typing that all out.
Mm-hmm. Now, I hate to be lurid and get into the dirty details, but when I fiddle, I take my index finger.
Your Honor, objection. Your Honor, Your Honor's asleep. She's asleep.
Hold on, let me rub my bay leaf under her nose.
Here you go. What are you objecting to?
Objecting to describing what he's going to do with his finger. I'd like to call to the stand a stenographer, Miss Coco Chanel.
Can't be me. I'm Coco Cashmere.
That's what I meant.
Nope, too late. Bye.
Cartoon mouse. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are going to be playing Batman. You just got word that this parade is going to be sabotaged. And everyone is going to be killed in this parade by your arch nemesis, the fiddler. Adel, you're going to be playing the fiddler.
Okay. Not this time.
Fiddle me this.
What are you about to say?
No, that's all I had. Fiddle me this.
You think you can come in here and ruin a perfectly good parade? Gotham needs joy, and you're the most washed up copy of a copy of a copy of a villain I've ever seen in my life. I'm Batman. What?
Sorry, I'm just empathetic. When I hear someone talking like that, I clear my throat.
What's your powers? What's your powers? Are you just a costume kind of guy?
My power is that I can fiddle any instrument.
Who's your sidekick? Wait, hold on. Wait, what?
I can fiddle any instrument. With
is
this,
that, is that what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying? Can I get you a Ricola?
Did you say who's his sidekick? It's me, the mouthpiece.
Hold on. God. Let me explain.
Gross. No.
Let me explain.
Watch. Fiddle my mouthpiece.
No.
Please. What are you doing?
We're evil.
What are you doing? Hold on. I'm so sorry. Pause. Batman, let me explain myself. I fuck his mouth.
No.
What?
I can hear Casey laughing.
What do you mean?
I can hear Casey laughing from the booth.
That's what I'm saying. Fiddle my mouthpiece.
No,
that's what you're
saying. Batman will get so grossed out that Batman will quit.
I'm throwing up.
He's throwing up bats.
Did somebody call for a sidekick? It's me, Robin. Quick, Batman, fiddle my mouth.
No, Robin.
Oh, it's me, the poker. Whose mouth am I going to poke?
Yes, it's me, the bellows.
We're going to get sued.
Poker.
We're going to be careful.
Poke me in my bellows, poker.
I'm Batman. See?
Oh. This is the wildest episode we've ever done.
Fiddle my mouthpiece.
Fiddle me this. Fiddle my mouthpiece.
Oops.
Hey, fiddle.
All right. Cool. You still have to take a riddle to riddle court.
I will. I promise you I will.
Okay. This Aaron, is called Susie the Heroine.
I make you a solemn promise. I'll take a little riddle court.
Yeah. All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Susie the Heroine?
Mm-hmm. Not the drug. Susie stopped the man's laughter. She is a true heroine and should be rewarded handsomely, said the local newspaper. The paper's misuse of space misled many people.
Okay, so misuse and misled are two women in a pageant.
They call me misled because that's the last thing you'll see. Bang!
They call me misuse because I use everything wrong. They call me misunderstood because you... Wait, no. I'm going to do that one again. Ready? They call me misunderstood because my voice is really weird.
They call me misspelling because Tori is my wife.
That's all of them.
They call me Miss...
Mississippi.
All right. Answer the riddle, please.
They call me Mississippi because I'm always on.
That's not my name.
Okay, great.
That's not my name.
The heroine stopped the man's laugh.
Mm-hmm.
He shot up heroin, and then he was laughing so much until he overdosed.
No, it's
but she
not
said it's not
the
heroin.
Drug. Susie stopped the man's laughter. She's a true heroine. This is what the newspaper said. Susie stopped the man's laughter. She is a true heroine and should be rewarded handsomely, said the local newspaper. The paper's misuse of space misled many people.
Rewarded handsomely? What, does she get to marry Clive Owen?
Did you know that he's my favorite? Is that why you said that?
Did you ever know that you're Clive Owen?
No, my boyfriend's
Did you ever
favorite.
Know you're 6'3"?
My boyfriend is the most handsome man that's ever lived.
What's the... No,
and then Clive Owen.
No Children for Old Men? What's that shit?
No,
what's that movie?
No, that's not... you mean Children of Men.
Children of Men.
I want to see a scene. Adel, this is going to be a scene from a sitcom. It's called No Children Have Old Men. So the premise of No Children Have Old Men is...
I want to take this scene to court.
The premise of No Children Have Old Men is through a series of wacky court misunderstandings... You are a child. You're an 8-year-old child, and you have been granted legal guardianship over Aaron and I. We are two.
Yes.
We are two 80-year-old men.
Okay, it's time for dinner.
I don't like dinner.
I gotta take my teeth out before I eat my dinner. You should take them out for me.
And I need to take my pills.
Okay, well then it's time for lunch. If you don't like dinner, we'll have a late lunch.
You have a smart mouth in you and I don't like it.
It's 4 p.m. I'm doing my Batman voice. It's 4 p.m.
He used to be Batman.
It's 4 p.m.
What?
That means it's dinner time. I like to be in bed by 6:30.
Wait, Mr. Wayne, you were Batman?
I was.
And Mr. Kent, were you anything?
I have to use the bathroom.
You already did, Kent.
No, I need to
you
take
You did
a,
it in your chair.
I want to take a bath because of what I did to myself.
We're basically 2.5 men, if you consider my youth.
Look, you're supposed to be taking care of us, and I don't feel... I haven't eaten all day, and I shit myself.
And you missed my parent-teacher conference.
You're in school?
We're both in school.
What show is this?
We go to school pretending to be you.
We cut to the classroom. We cut to the classroom where two 80-year-old men are stuffed into that kid's desk. Let's take attendance here. Is Philip.
Huh?
We're here.
I get here.
We're here.
Okay.
Present.
Philip.
Batman.
I'm concerned that you're two octogenarians fitting into one desk. Can you have your guardian come in to talk to me?
Are you going to give us detention?
Oh, yeah. We'll have him come in. Let me. How do I work this cell phone? How do I do this? Wait, how to call that, Billy?
That's a bar of soap.
Call Billy.
That's a bar of soap.
Why won't it dial?
I'm not even kidding, but is that the plot of Two and a Half Men? I've never seen it.
Pretty much.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Let's answer this riddle.
What? We still haven't done the riddle?
Yeah. This.
Okay, can we hear it one more time?
Susie stopped the man's laughter. She is a true heroine and should be rewarded handsomely, said the local newspaper.
I got it.
What?
Is there a space between two of the words that maybe shouldn't be there?
Mm-hmm.
She stopped the man's laughter. Famously, when you combine those two words, man's laughter spells
manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
Man's laughter spells a girl broke up with me, so she's crazy. Yep, you got it. The paper wrote man's laughter when it meant to write manslaughter. Susie had saved the life of several people with her quick thinking and bravery.
Honestly? That's fine. I like that riddle. That's pretty good.
All right. No, want to take it to court?
No, it's good. I like it.
You don't want to take. You want don't want to defend it in riddle court? All right,
oh yeah.
Moving on. Moving on.
Fuck, I forgot I was defending one. I could have defended that, and I could have won.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Got my client off big time. Fiddle time.
don't look at me in the eyes when you say that.
I can get my client
don't look
off.
Me in the eyes when you say I can get my client off.
I can get my client
anytime
off
anytime I want.
Any jail in this country.
Susie said, "I is." Kevin said, "I is not." Susie spoke perfectly correctly. Kevin did not.
Susie was saying that she wanted to join ISIS. Kevin said he did not want to join ISIS. And Susie was actually correct. ISIS or ISIL.
No.
No. Okay, fine. She said I is.
Susie said I is. Kevin said what? I'm not.
Susie said I is. Kevin says I is not.
Susie said I is. Kevin said, I is not.
Is Susie a little Bow Wow, and was she singing Fresh As I'm Is?
Yeah, Susie's a little Bow Wow.
What is that, Little Romeo?
Little Romeo?
Yes, done. Yeah, saying nothing homie, you ain't fresh as I'm is. Does anyone remember that song?
No.
Vaguely.
Yeah, well.
And even if I did, I wouldn't admit it.
Smart move.
I'd hang you out to dry, you crazy fuck.
You're good at curating your personality to seem nice and cool.
Susie said, I is.
Was that the full sentence? Was that the complete sentence?
Yeah, I is.
That's
I
it.
Is.
I is.
Period.
End of sentence.
I is not.
Is it
Susie
spelled
spoke perfectly.
I-I-S?
Or
yep.
I-E-I-E? It's spelled I-S.
It's not A-Y-E?
Wait, how is I spelled?
Just the letter I. I is.
Oh.
I is not.
Susie
spoke perfectly correctly.
Susie works
Kevin did not.
On the Plymouth Plantation?
No.
Why would
Who's a local butter maid? I is.
What context would I is be appropriate?
I'm a local butter maid, and this is, and you're a, you have buckles on your shoes.
Okay, let's do it.
No.
This is a commercial for an adult hotline, but it's from the Colonial Times.
For people.
So it's all local butter maids in your area.
Pick up the can. Are you looking for a hot, single plantation
butter
workers?
Buttermaids?
Hi, my name's Veronica, and I'm a buttermaid. I'm 17 years old, so I'm ancient.
Do you want to take your churn with one of these buttermaids?
I have 17 layers of skirt, and I'm very Christian.
I is a buttermaid. If you walk 700 miles, you can come meet with me and talk to me and ask my dad if we can kiss.
Pick up the can.
I bet you got lots of buckles on your shoes and hat.
All it costs to chat with me is the low, low cost of some of your father's pigs.
Or are you looking for someone like me? My name is Michael. I'm the local gallows worker, and let's just say I'm well hung.
Oh,
pick up the can.
Pick up the can.
I is butter made.
See.
Okay. I is. I is not.
Were they talking about the letter I? Like I is.
Oh. What if it Is the question is what comes after, what letter comes after H?
Basically, yeah.
Something about the letter. What?
Susie was answering the question, what is the ninth letter of the alphabet?
Perfect.
I is. All right, we taking it to court?
I'll take it to court, yeah.
Oh, sound of the court.
All rise.
For Judge Aaron Keefe, and I'm here typing away. Tippity tap, tap, type.
And again, I'm a personified human-sized bay leaf I'm used in cooking.
But you're taken out before consumption.
Are you mostly used for beef stew? What's your deal?
Beef stew, yes. Do not eat me. You're correct. Take me out. I just season.
What's your purpose?
I'm the bailiff. I keep.
All right. JBC or the defendant, you got to put on a thick southern accent, please.
I'd like to take this riddle to court and I'll tell you the son.
Your Honor, he's clearly doing a Louisiana accent.
Now, come to the back of the boat.
Clearer accent, please.
Now, Your Honor.
There we go.
I'm just a simple country lawyer. Drinking simple country time lemonade.
Your Honor, he's
a little bay leaf in this?
Doing a commercial, Your Honor.
Country time. The only lemonade that sates your thirst no matter what state you're in, as long as you're into the South.
Now, Your Honor, I know that some big city college folk like the prosecutor over here might say that the alphabet has more than 9 letters.
But I'd submit that there are only 9 letters in the alphabet, and I'll go through them now.
Eh? Huh? What? Yeah. I? Huh? No. And
succotash.
Your Honor, I give up this case. I cannot win.
Your Honor, the defense rests, and I'd like to say that everyone's looking mighty fine today, and everyone's looking mighty parched. So go and grab a glass of Country Time Lemonade and sip it like you're from the South.
See,
I think you won the case. Casey, can you, before the episode starts, add him doing that alphabet with no context? Thank you. Amazing. Okay.
Casey, isolate that audio, put it on YouTube under helping preschoolers learn the alphabet. Why is my child ruined?
No. Succotash. No.
No.
Huh? No.
Nah. It was just huh? No. Those no, suck
those are also all of Cajun Scrooge McDuck's nephews.
I love how there are regional Scrooge McDucks.
Yeah, he dives into a pool of crawfish.
Let's try to get one or two. Yeah,
let's do one more.
Let's try to do one or two more. Okay, ready? Why are 1979 pennies worth almost $20?
Why are 1979 pennies...
Right before 1980.
Worth $20.
Almost $20.
Why are 1979 pennies worth almost
$20? So 1979 would have been...
Are these women named Penny?
This is pre-Reagan.
No.
Okay.
You think they're only $20?
Who's...
What the fuck are you trying to say? You think she's just a common butter maid?
I don't know.
Is this like... Common butter maid?
I don't know. I couldn't even begin to think who's
president. Part of me wants to say like... Did they start to mint pennies in a different way post-79?
You can't use pennies as mints. That's a JPC joke. You're welcome, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm slowly becoming him.
God, her breath smells like pennies. I like my man to have his breath smell like pennies.
1979 pennies. Were they made of a different substance? Like, was
not Penny's boat.
Pennies and some of your
not
from
Penny's boat. Does it have to do with that? It's close to 69.
You're either 69ing or you're not. There's no close.
And a 69 is worth 20.
We almost 69'd. We were so close.
But we were in different rooms.
We were different rooms. He was like a California Nevada 69. Fudge.
I 69'd a dog too.
Aaron, help us.
I'll 69 you and your dog, too.
Wait, what?
What?
What did I say?
Apple empanada. Apple empanada.
And you were there, and you were there, too.
I'll get you my pretty. Whoa, why are you calling me pretty? I'm call everyone pretty.
You want to fuck me.
Fuck a witch. Goddamn.
Why are 1979 pennies worth almost $20?
Is this the actual penny is worth more? Is it because they were misprinted in some way?
No, do I have to? If I give you any hint, you're gonna get
there it. To get the answer to this riddle, do I have to know like an obscure fact about the minting process?
You don't need to know anything about history.
I think I know it.
History,
and I hate it. I love it.
What is it?
Japes, are you done?
Yeah, I gotta be fucking done with this shit.
Is 1979 $19.79 in pennies?
Mm-hmm. Because 1,979 pennies are worth exactly 1979.
Oh, so good. I love this.
I want you. I want you both to just like sing the. You know when like the like wedding videos that like people go around and people like say something nice about the bride and groom.
I only know about the videos where the dog comes home from war.
From his wedding.
So you're like do that kind of video like you're just like singing the praises of this riddle. Like this is like the nicest, like all the nicest stuff you can say about this.
Hey, 1979 riddle. It's me and Jeff here. We just want to say congratulations on being such an amazing, beautiful riddle.
We so love you so much.
The question and the answer make such a beautiful couple. You two are going to be so happy. You're going to have such wonderful riddles of your own, mm-hmm. and we can't wait to solve you. We got you a set of cookingware.
Cooking knives. These are cookie knives.
It's cookingware. It's clothing for your knives.
It's clothing for your knives that you can bake.
It's knifeware.
It's knifeware. So we got you knifeware, which is clothing for your knives that you can bake.
Is that crazy? It's little pants for your knife. Now, they're going
to
cut them.
We know it's crazy because we consider these to be ex-girlfriends of ours.
These knives are gay.
So, to reiterate, we got you gay knives who are ex-girlfriends that you cook.
Yep. And we know that we heard a rumor that you are expecting. So Jeff and I want to sing a little lullaby to the future child. Mm-hmm. We want to sing the alphabet. So
yes.
We're going to sing the alphabet to the future child. Here we go.
Ha. No.
See. Sagatash.
Y'all.
See.
Well, a perfect episode. And now you can relax your bodies. You don't have to pretend to like these riddles anymore.
Oh, my God. Those were not good. I did not like them, and I had a bad time.
You made it, fellas.
Aaron, I had a great time.
But, no, you can relax your body. Relax your body.
Huh? Adel, anything to plug?
My
Bonnie lives over the ocean. My Bonnie lives over the sea.
Baby Beluga.
I
want to
plug. I was on a podcast recently called Something Wonderful Right Away. It's an improv show. I had a really good time doing some improv scenes. Please check that out, Something Wonderful Right Away. I also want to plug Infinity Train Season 2. I watched the first season, loved it. Watched Season 2. I love it even more. You two have to start watching this.
I started watching.
Do you like it?
I love it.
It's so good. There's a character in Season 2 called Alan Dracula. That's maybe my favorite character in the history of
television. Is this
television.
A cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's got a very weird Adventure Timey.
This is one with like the duck that said a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That said... Could
that's
you help
most
me find
cartoons.
My normal eyes?
Name one cartoon where a duck doesn't say a thing.
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't.
Name
Rugrats.
One cartoon with a magical deer named Alan Dracula. But please watch Infinity Train.
I would like to plug, we have at least a couple live show announcements, and there may still be tickets left by the time this podcast comes out. You can always find our live shows at headgum.com/live. We're going to be doing more live shows in 2020, guys. We're very excited about it.
Follow me, AaronKeefe10 on Instagram, AaronKeefe2 on Twitter. My Instagram is private, but not for you. You can follow me. Just not my ex-boyfriend, because they're crazy and they're gay.
And Aaron, I know that historically men are from Venus, but you have some ex-boyfriends that are from a planet pretty special.
Famously. Jupiter!
Famously, men are from Venus?
I can't remember.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Rifai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish in the
boys are from jail and men are from penis.
Say that into the mic, you fool. It's the best line of the episode.
Hey, That was a HeadGum Podcast.